Wake up and laugh. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Yes. Starting another work week here on 99.7 DJX. Today, we could see some rain, and then it's going to get cooler throughout the week, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. So if your idea of this time of year is that cooler, wet weather, then you're in for it. So good.
Yay. Good for you.
I'm ready for it. All right. How was your weekend?
Busy. How was yours?
Yeah, you're
We're
getting
moving
ready.
Moving houses. Yeah, so that's going to be the story.
Right. You're getting ready to move here in the next week, I would say, right?
Yeah, this Thursday.
Oh, wow. Exciting.
Exciting. We're starting to dismantle the home studio a little bit.
Oh, okay.
So we're keeping the very basics
until
Wednesday afternoon, and then we're going to be switching everything.
Right. Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's exciting.
Right? Okay.
Okay.
Are you
stressed? Are you good?
I mean, I know we've been doing fine. It's fine.
Moving houses is a big stressor.
It is, and the last time we did it was 14 years ago, and we didn't have kids yet.
Oh, well. So hey, they could be a help.
Way more stuff.
They could be a help.
Yeah. It's not their favorite thing to do.
Well, you know. But then once you do it, then you'll be done, and there you go. Absolutely.
Well, once we can get in the house, we've been refinishing floors and stuff. Once we can get in the house and they can start kind of making their own spaces theirs, I think that will be fun for them.
Yeah. All right. Good deal.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Yeah. My weekend was you know, pretty uneventful, I'd say, so that's good. Didn't even really have to, I tried not to do just anything, really.
Did you take a nap?
I did not take any sort of nap.
Great.
I know, napping is a good start and finish and anything in your day.
It's really a life goal.
That is true.
Take a nap. Every day is kind of like a life goal.
All right. So today on the show, we've got everything from busy beavers to Florida man stories to extra body parts to setting the bar stories. So, yeah, we've got some stuff for you here this morning. Plus, feel good stories, which Kelly does every single hour throughout the morning. And we'll do that coming up here in just a few minutes. Good morning, guys. Kelly K.
I'm going to call this a feel-good.
I'm going to call this a feel-good.
And I am guessing my daughter could give this girl a run for her money. I'm talking about Chelsea Jerbik of Lubbock, Texas.
Okay.
Having the Guinness World Record for the largest lip balm collection.
Oh, wow. Okay.
More than 1,800 of them.
Okay.
I feel as though we're almost halfway there. Now, Guinness does not include duplicates. Officially, she has 1,622 unique lip balms.
Uh-huh.
She's been collecting them since she was a child after getting jealous of her aunt's Pez dispensers.
I feel like even if she were to have that many lip balms, she would still be, like my daughter, searching for a lip balm all the time. Like, where?
A specific one.
Does anybody have any lip balm? Like, you have 1,800 of them.
Yeah. No, and see, my daughter, she gets fixated on, like, a certain one.
Uh-huh.
And will not rest, even though there's, like, 16 of them right there. There's one specific one she needs to try to find.
All right, well, sure.
That's typically our issue. But, yeah, I'm calling that a feel-good. Chelsea has 1,622 unique lip balms.
Look at her.
Guinness World Record.
Well, you know.
It's good to have goals.
I feel like we could have a Guinness Book of World Record if we just tried hard enough to find that unique niche.
Yes. But listen, this proves there kind of is no limit to the creativity. I mean, we'd really have to sit there because I feel like they have thought of everything already.
Mm.
There are so many different world records.
True.
In existence.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Do these every hour here throughout the morning. One of the things I noticed as I was showing my ID to get through the checkpoint this morning is that my ID actually expires next week. And do you have the real ID? You know
the real ID. No, I have the. It's been a couple years since I've had mine.
Next year, in order to travel or whatever, you'll need a modified driver's license, the real ID. And so I was looking at, I was trying to like research, like, oh gosh, okay, how do I apply for that? Because at some point we'll not be in a pandemic, and at some point we'll probably be traveling again. So, you know, I'm trying to like kind of look ahead and think, all right, does anybody have the real ID? Do I need one? I don't know.
What's different about it?
You can travel on airplanes and everything without using like a passport or something like that to travel. Because otherwise, if you don't have one, I guess starting in October of next year, you'll have to use like a passport or whatever to travel, even domestically. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's what I was like trying to research and going, oh man, at least this year I realized that my license was going to expire before it actually did. The last time I updated my license, it was probably months after it had already expired, where I was like, oh. And the only reason I knew was because I remember Chrysler Pacifica wanted to like use me to talk about their car, and they're like, yeah, we can't use you. You don't have an updated license. Your license is expired.
Well, yeah, they need you to be legally driving their car.
I know, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, well, I'll take care of that. So anyways, I don't know.
You've historically been a little late on that.
Yeah, well, hey, I feel good because I'm not late on it right now. I mean, I'm not late.
That's right.
Sorry.
You're ahead of the game.
I should say I'm not late yet. Just because gotcha. Just because I know it's expiring next week doesn't mean I'm actually going to do anything about it. But
good. At least you're acknowledging it.
Right. Coming up next, it's Florida making the show in your Setting the Bar story. Small examples of what not to do. Coming up, Setting the Bar. Small examples of what not to do. We give this to you daily, okay? This also from the state of Florida. If you can manage to make it through the day without using a piece of pizza as a weapon rather than eating it, you're doing okay.
Now, that's not what that's meant for.
Exactly. Now, listen, violence is never the answer. We never condone violence. This out of Florida is 57-year-old Sean Metcalf was arrested after allegedly slapping his girlfriend with a slice of pizza. Now, that's a no-no. It's a no-no. Let's not hit women. Let's not hit people. Right. Apparently,
right.
She was just throwing things away, including a pizza box she thought was empty. He got a little upset, saying that that was their dinner almost out the door. He told her not to throw things away. Things escalated, and that's when Sean picked up the piece of pizza, hitting her in the face and chest with it. Let's not do that. All right. No.
I mean, he could have simply just said, hey, babe, there's some pizza in there. Could I have that?
And listen, doesn't Sean know that pizza is just fine, even if it's thrown in the trash, as long as it's in the box?
You know from experience.
Now, this is not a proud moment of my life, Kelly.
You're a trash pizza eater, just, you know.
But I will say that I have in my past walked by a large trash can in the radio station with a bunch of pizza boxes stacked in them. The top box, I just happened to look up and see that there were several pieces of untouched pizza in there, and I did help myself to them.
Now, you think it's untouched?
I do. I thought it was untouched, and I have yet to confirm that whether they were touched or not.
Sure.
However, pizza in the box sitting on top of a trash can is still okay to eat, and I don't think Sean
also
knew that.
Also counts as trash pizza. Also counts as that.
You call it trash pizza. I'll call it recycling.
Okay. Recycled pizza.
Yes.
Okay.
So again, if you can. So well,
maybe you know what? He hadn't heard your experience.
That's right. Thought,
you know, it's fine. I'll go fish it out of the trash after she throws it away.
That's right. That's right. Like literally.
Nobody has to get hurt.
Literally, Sean didn't know that it was okay to go and eat trash pizza. Because I am a living example of someone who has done that and been just okay.
I will say it's got to be new trash. I would have to say it can't be sitting there for like a day in the trash.
Now.
It may have some extra toppings.
Kelly.
What? No.
I'm just saying.
No!
Day-old pizza left out of the refrigerator is okay.
In the trash?
It's, well, all right. Let me just stop before I convict myself anymore. I'm going down a hole. That's Setting the Bar on 99.7 DJX. All right, every hour, feel good stories. Kelly Kay.
This is one of the cutest things you're going to see all week.
All right.
2-year-old boy named Theo in Utah loves a Halloween skeleton so much he brings it everywhere.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's named it Benny.
Appropriate.
His mom says it all started earlier this month when she went down to the basement to put the dog in the kennel. She noticed her son trying to carry the skeleton upstairs. And now he takes Benny everywhere with him. Won't even get out of the car without him. She shares pics and videos on Instagram and TikTok. Followers see Benny sliding down the slide, frolicking at the beach, riding in the grocery store cart, and being fed by Theo.
Wow.
It's pretty great. Because this thing's like 5 feet tall.
Oh, okay. I was thinking
it
was...
a 5 feet tall skeleton.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. It's his best friend.
Of course it is.
And it's adorable.
All right.
We'll tweet it out because it's a must-see at Ben and Kelly Show.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You can always get a hold of us via text message. Our request line is 502-571-9970. Brenda texts in and says, Oldham County Middle and High School is going back to school in person today. So excited.
Awesome.
Yeah, so
back.
Oldham, that is the case. AB schedule in effect. Bullitt County today as well, September 28th. That's today. Pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, first and second grade, back to in-person schooling. And then for Bullitt County, October 5th, that's when the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 9th graders go back. And then October 20th, the 7th, 8th, 10th, 11th, and 12th go back to school. Now, for JCPS, the recommendation was October 27th for pre-K and elementary students to come back to in-person school. October 29th, 6th and 9th, and then November 2nd, 7th, 8th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. Now, they're going to be voting on that tomorrow, so I guess we'll... kind of find out what the course of action is for JCPS. But there you go. And according to my older daughters, they're like, you know what? We're cool with virtual learning. Like they have completely dove into the, we're going to wake up. We're going to do our yoga. We're going to have a relaxing morning, get our cup of tea.
They have morning yoga and tea.
Yeah. Sit down at their laptop, you know, put on their blue blocker, you know, little glasses and put a little robe on and curl up. You know, it's like they're
in their jammies.
Yeah. They have got it down where they're like, you know what? We're kind of cool if they decide not to go back to in-person school all year. I mean, we've got our system down. It's good.
That's great for you. I'll tell you, I have been wearing jeans less and less. Like, why? I've been embracing the yoga pants, sweatpants lifestyle.
Is there a moment where you're going to think you're worried to put those jeans back on?
Yeah, well, you know, I occasionally just check in with them.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they still work.
Okay.
They still fit, just in case. Then I take them right back off.
They feel just fine in all the spots that they need to. And then you lose them again. But yeah.
But most people seeing me like running errands around town have been seeing the yoga pants look. Now I try to like match a little top with it so it doesn't look completely.
Right.
Like I didn't try.
What I've tried to do is vary up the t-shirts that I'm wearing. Like I've stopped wearing button downs for the most part and have adopted more the hoodie t-shirt look. And so I'll still wear jeans just because it's whatever. But
you leave your house.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But yeah, I try to vary up the t-shirt now that I'm wearing. And I'm like, man, where have I gotten to where I'm just like, maybe I'll wear my good t-shirt today.
It's that cash lifestyle. I'm fully on board.
Oh, man. Yeah. Kylie texts in and says, I don't want to hear about anyone going back to school. JCPS here. Get those kids out of my house.
Okay, yeah. No, there are other people that don't have the little yoga, tea, blue blocker kind of lifestyle you got going on over there. The little Zen learning.
Yeah, maybe this is a suggestion on how to approach it the next couple weeks. Maybe you do offer up tea and yoga and Zen in the morning. Who knows?
Maybe it's the mommies and the daddies that need the tea and the yoga.
Yeah. Or something, a little stronger. Who knows?
Maybe.
All right. So there you go. I guess JCPS, we'll find out tomorrow when they vote with the school board on what happens with them. But yeah, Meade County also back to in-person schooling here today as well. 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, a couple headlines for you before 8. This Florida man story is kind of wild. It involves ghosts.
Goat. Oh, I like it.
It involves ghosts, goats, and all sorts of crazy stuff.
But not ghost goats.
No, right? not ghost okay. goats.
All right.
And then we got to get to a busy beaver.
When you say busy.
Yeah.
Like building a dam?
Well, no. No. Okay. He's busy. He's doing all stuff. Right. So, yeah, we'll get to all that stuff coming up here on... Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. If you or you know someone who's a fan of BTS, the K-pop group with the song Dynamite out right now, they have a virtual concert experience called Map of the Soul, which you kind of need an actual ticket for, which I think we're seeing a lot more of, where bands are doing virtual concerts and actually selling tickets for them. So
now, if you're a band and you're kind of living this virtual lifestyle, are you dressing up as snazzy as you did for the stage for a virtual performance? Like, are you embracing the yoga pants, sweatpants lifestyle that the rest of us are?
Listen, I think if you're selling tickets, you need to go full bore. You need to make sure that you are coming dressed in
you've got
theatrics and you've got all sorts of stuff planned. But anyways, we are getting you in to win this concert experience virtually. Right now at WDJX.com, click win. It's part of Huggy's Hookup this week. And then someone's also going to win a nice big screen television to watch it on. So those virtual tickets to win right now all this week with Huggy's Hookup here on 99.7 DJX. Now, when we say busy beaver, I want you to get your mind out of the gutter, because this might actually be an animal that we're talking about.
Well, that's what I asked. I said, are we building a dam? And you said no, so then that's why my mind went into the gutter.
We're not building a dam.
But you know...
Well, okay,
where we live in the world of animal mating sounds.
You're right.
That's where I went.
And I feel like, yes, maybe this beaver is trying to build a dam. We'll just say that. This okay. next on 99.7 DJX. Now, if you've never listened to this show before, welcome. Hi, my name is Ben. That is Kelly.
Hello.
And we oftentimes say that our show is filled with educational tools, science, learning, discovery, right?
Uh-huh.
So, listen, when we talk about the busy beaver of Canada, we're literally talking about an actual beaver. And the residents of a Vancouver neighborhood worried that this busy beaver is going to get someone hurt, because this busy beaver keeps trying to build a dam by cutting down trees and knocking them onto houses.
Oh, wow.
Busy beaver in Surrey, responsible for bringing down several trees near a townhouse complex, has residents wondering if someone will be seriously injured or even killed if something isn't done about it.
Yeah, this from the Canadian News Network here.
I want them to do something which is more effective, because this has happened before to the other unit on the end. But this is the biggest damage so far that's occurred.
Yeah, so literally this beaver's going around cutting down trees and they're falling on houses and fences and all sorts of stuff.
That is crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I was kind of thinking that it was going to be along the lines of the busy beaver was busy making families all over the area. No, that's different.
Yeah, exactly.
He's knocking down houses.
Now, here's the thing. You bring up a good point, because maybe this beaver is cutting down those trees in order to maybe build a family or build a bigger house or dam to attract said female.
Could be. We can only guess at his motivations.
So to do the research for you, I have already typed into YouTube beaver mating.
No, you did not.
And I'm going to say that YouTube doesn't know what a beaver is.
Okay,
because
what does YouTube think a beaver is?
Because we've gotten everything from a capybara, which is an Australian, animal that's not a beaver.
Okay.
And then a woodchuck mating call. But they call it a beaver mating call, and it's clearly a woodchuck standing there.
Yeah, I think they're technically separate animals.
They are. So YouTube has no clue what a beaver is.
That's unfortunate.
Which is kind of unfortunate.
We do need to maybe notify the people at YouTube. They're messing up their animals.
Yeah, and listen, when I need to look, you know, for research purposes only, obviously, to YouTube for what a proper beaver mating ritual would be so I can identify whether this beaver in Canada, this busy beaver in Canada, is actually doing chopping down the trees, falling on houses to try and woo a female. You're not helping me out.
He's probably trying to build like a really cool house. Like, I'm going to impress the ladies I have a really awesome beaver lair.
Awesome beaver lair.
That's what I'm thinking.
All right.
We only guessed, though, because we didn't talk to the beaver.
No.
We didn't have a conversation with him.
I mean, listen.
Like, hey, dude, why are you doing that?
The closest we have are woodchucks mating. So there you go. I don't know if you woke up this morning thinking, you know what, I really would like to hear some animals mating and what their sounds like, but there you go. You have,
it's been a while.
You have woodchucks, you have groundhogs, and alas, no beaver.
I feel like the woodchucks, though, and the groundhogs and the beavers could hang out like at the same parties. Like, I feel like they're similar enough.
Yeah, that is
little
true.
Little forest parties, the little forest ragers.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Little get-togethers.
You think they're similar enough?
The beaver, the woodchuck, and the old prairie dog or whatever.
You know what? They probably sit around and laugh about the fact that YouTube can't tell them apart.
Yeah, that is kind of funny. The capybara. All right, coming up next, it is a Florida story that is absolutely wild with goats and ghosts and all sorts of Florida fun. All right, that is on the way. This Florida story has ghosts, goats.
Separate things. Not ghost goats.
And it's the story of 32-year-old Brent. So Brent's from Florida. He decided he was going to buy an abandoned mining town in California.
An entire town?
Yep.
All right.
It was abandoned, so there weren't anybody living there. So
but still, it's an entire town, so you think there's probably a little bit of a hefty price tag on that.
Sure. So he decided he was going to do that to make it a tourism destination there in California.
Good idea.
But the pandemic hit. He wound up moving there because he was like, all right, well, what better way to stay socially distant from people than to literally live in an abandoned mining town known as Cerro Gordo there in California?
That's a really good idea. However, I'm wondering if you thought about the logistics, like, where am I going to get my groceries? Stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a great question, because he battled not only like 5 feet worth of snow.
Oh, wow.
But he moved there with some goats, some cats.
Uh-huh.
And then he moved into a bunkhouse, and the bedroom where he slept was said to have been haunted by two children who had died after getting trapped in a trunk there.
Oh, my God. That just got escalated.
Yeah.
And maybe now we know why it's abandoned.
Yeah, it's abandoned. Since moving there in March, he's battled fires, earthquakes, and then the ghosts that have all tried to throw a wrench into his plans to reopen this as a tourist destination.
They're like, nope, sir, we were happy just being the ones hanging out here. You get out of here with your goats. We don't need you.
With your goats. I mean, that would be, because when I originally read the headline on this, Florida man buys ghost town, lives there alone with some goats, I misread and I was thinking that it was like ghost goats.
Yes, that's what I was thinking initially too. And I'm like, wow, that's an unusual kind of paranormal activity to have.
Yeah, and instead of a ooh, you know, like boo, you know, sort of noise that ghosts would make, would it be something like
probably.
You knew we had to go.
That's kind of terrifying.
Goats mating, didn't you?
Yeah, and then you know, like scared goats, they just freeze and then fall over, right? I bet the spirit ghosts probably still do the same thing.
Yes.
No.
So this.
So wait, did he? Is he still living there, or did he like get the heck out of Dodge?
No, he's still living there. And in fact, he has a following of over 1 million people on TikTok and on YouTube because he just he's just documenting his day to day activities there.
I kind of want to watch now.
Yeah, his name's Brent Underwood, and he's from Florida.
Does Uber deliver out there? I mean, DoorDash, Grubhub?
I know.
How does he? I'm still wondering how he eats.
No clue. Anyway.
He can't survive on goat milk alone.
Although, tasty.
Delicious.
So there you go. The Florida man who bought the ghost town, living there with some ghosts, ghost children, goats, and cats. Wild.
Yeah, I'm invested. I'm going to check it out now.
Yeah. Every single hour we do this. Kelly K.
So a McDonald's worker has kind of become internet famous thanks to his kindness towards a young mom in Waynesville, Ohio.
Okay.
So Brittany Reed left her son's football practice Tuesday night. Her two youngest kids started crying. They were really hungry, ready to eat dinner. So she took them to McDonald's only to realize when she got to the window, she'd forgotten her purse at home.
Oh, no.
We have done that before.
Yeah.
Yeah. With tears in her eyes, she told the worker there she's going to have to cancel, come back later. But the young man working there just whipped out his own wallet and paid for their meals.
Aw.
She was overwhelmed, snapped his picture, wanted to thank him. She says, I just want his parents to know how kind and compassionate your son was tonight. He made this stressed out mama pause for a moment and realize this is exactly what we parents are trying to do, raise great humans.
That's cool.
He told her that his name was Wyatt Jones, and he tried to talk her out of paying him back. Now, here's the thing. After all of this, Brittany and her husband created a GoFundMe page for him when they learned that he was working to save up for a car. So as of Saturday afternoon, the page had raised nearly $20,000 of a $5,000 goal.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Okay.
Just for doing something sweet and kind like that. So you never know.
Yeah.
Just extend some kindness, pay it forward whenever you can. It's a great story. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, like that. Feel good. Every single hour we do that through the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Still to come this hour, extra body parts. I just love saying those three words.
That's great.
I'm fascinated.
Sounds creepy.
It's on the way on 99.7 DJX. We've talked about this before, but what is the worst way you have found out that you've been broken up with? Text message, I feel like, is a big one. A lot of people. Yeah, a lot of people are like, whoa, yeah, text message. But imagine being engaged. And then this coming out from Demi Lovato and her fiance, Max, that's how he found out they were no longer engaged, was the tabloids.
A source tells ET, quote, it was a tough decision, but Demi and Max have decided to go their separate ways to focus on their respective careers.
Yeah, that was the first time he had heard that.
Well, that's what he says. Now, there is a source that's claiming now he knew it was going down the tubes. This wasn't out of left field.
Now, yes, it could have been not out of left field. Like, he knew that they were rocky and whatever. But when... he's saying, you're right. He's saying, though, that when he was on the set of a movie and got a ping on his phone and looked at it, and it was a, you know, Demi and Max break off their engagement. And he was like, oh, okay. So I guess that just happened.
Yeah. If that happened like that, that is cruel.
Yeah.
That's so mean.
I know. I mean, we've heard of the, you know, Joe Jonas sending the text message to Taylor, that being one of, hey, we just can't. But, you know, like when you're a celebrity and all that, when you're a lot of times in different locations, sometimes you can't be together to have those sort of conversations. And then,
but listen, you can FaceTime, you can video chat, you can have a face-to-face convo, even if you're not in the same place.
Is that,
just have a conversation about it.
Is that better, having a FaceTime?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It is better than a text message. Yes. You need to have a conversation about the end of the relationship.
Yeah. I remember dating a girl in high school, and we broke up, but it was never a clear like break. It was just kind of like a, oh, you okay, you're now dating someone else. Okay.
So I was going to say, is there a question that, are you still maybe dating her? If you never, if there wasn't a clear if there,
well, she's now married and has kids. So,
all right.
I mean, I think she's all right now, but.
So maybe that was the message.
Right. Right.
That was the message that you're bringing up. Okay.
But anyways, you can read more about that. The Demi and Max, I mean, because that is a wicked, if that is the first time you hear that, oh, I guess we're not going to be getting married. We're actually breaking up is by opening up your phone and reading about it on a tabloid website. So,
but also a handy way of communication for Demi.
Ah, yeah, that is true.
Right?
That is true.
Yeah, right.
I guess so.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up. It is 30 seconds on the clock. Kelly and I try our best to name as many items in a certain category. In that time, it's called the last word game. It's fun to play along in your wherever you are, too. So make sure you're listening. Make sure you're watching, too, on Facebook at 99.7DJX. That is coming up. You feeling good? You getting sweaty? I know you always get nervous for this, Kelly.
I get a little nervous for this one.
All right.
Just because it's a lot of really quick thinking and the pressure of the clicking talk, the ticking clock. The clicking
talk. Easy. Easy with how
you... I'm already flustered.
Easy with how you mispronounce the word clock, okay, Kelly? I don't want the FCC to come down on us. All right.
Right,
that coming up here in about 10 minutes. Do we need to call attention to the fact that Vin Diesel, star of Fast and Furious, has a budding music career?
I think we probably should, and the fact that he debuted it on The Kelly Clarkson Show.
Now listen, the beat's kind of sick, but that's because it's Kygo. Kygo is helping him produce this, which if I'm Kygo, I'm like, man, how much money is Vin Diesel having to pay me in order to put my name on this, right?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I just feel weird playing this song.
He does have a little hint of Pitbull.
What?
No. Maybe. I don't know.
No. Maybe. No, you listen, you apologize to Pitbull, Mr. 305.
Sorry, Mr. Pitbull. Mr. 305. Sorry, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just trying to find some positivity.
Maybe.
I'm trying to find a compliment.
All right. All right. So there you go. Vin Diesel.
Does it get better? Does it get different? Does he actually
Well, let's. Do you want me to continue playing it?
Maybe a little. And I'm not the type who likes to rush in, but I want to. I don't know, and it feels like I do.
And I was frozen when you walked in the room. Okay.
I don't think I'm going to call that singing.
Listen, I feel weird that it's not necessarily as bad as I wanted it to be. But
okay.
Are we
ranking it on a scale of 1 to 10? What are we ranking?
Ooh, okay. Is it somewhere between like? Oh gosh.
Let's do this. Let's rank the music separately because it's Kygo. Let's rank Vin Diesel's part separately. What do you give Vin Diesel?
Oh gosh. Well, I'd say he's a 2 out of 10.
Okay.
And just because I know it, like his voice, his voice, he's got an okay singing voice, but I don't know what it's like, what is auto-tune.
He didn't have a lot of range.
Right, right. So anyways, okay. If you want to, you want to hear.
Are we going to play it?
If you want to hear.
Are we going to play it on the DJX?
I mean, it's got, listen, we play hits, Kelly.
All right.
We play hits.
So we'll play it next week.
I don't know. All right. No. If you want to listen to more of it, you can. WDJX.com. We got that for you. All right. Coming up here next, it's when Kelly and I throw 30 seconds up on the clock. We try to name as many items in a category as we can in that time before the buzzer goes off. It's always fun to play along with. You can watch as we play along on Facebook. But we'll the last word game next.
What was that noise?
I don't know. coming up next. It is time for the last word game. That is where Kelly and I will throw 30 seconds up on the clock, and we'll go back and forth naming things in a particular category. Now, the goal is to have the last word. You can't repeat, and the more, you know, the more we get in, obviously, the better. And whoever has the last word when the buzzer goes off wins that round. Kelly, how do you feel?
Oh, I'm feeling great.
Yeah?
I'm feeling great.
Yeah, you got a little helper there in your lap. Otherwise,
I got Poppy sitting in my lap right now. She's looking lovingly
now,
at my face.
Do you think she is going to distract you?
I don't know.
Or help you?
I think she's going to help me.
Okay.
I felt like I needed some help today.
Okay.
So she's going to stand right here for moral support.
Okay, fantastic. All right, we're going to throw 30 seconds up of the clock. Do you want me to go first? Or do you want to go first?
Why don't you go first? Why don't you go first?
Okay.
Go first?
All right. 30 seconds up on the clock. Name for me cartoon characters you'd get with. Ready? Go.
Flynn Rider.
Velma.
Velma's your first out the gate? Interesting choice. Prince Eric.
Lois Griffin.
You're throwing me off. I'm working my way through royalty. I'm going to say Cinderella's man. I don't know what his name is.
Okay.
Prince Charming, maybe?
Sure. Kim Possible?
Okay, then I'll take Snow White's dude. Yeah. I think also Prince Charming. I don't know.
Okay. Leela from...
Aladdin.
Oh! I think
Aladdin,
I got it.
Aladdin.
Leela from Futurama. That was my last one. All right. Fantastic.
I don't even know who that is, but let it be known, Aladdin made my list.
She's got one eye.
Okay, great.
And purple hair. It's fantastic. All right. So I'm going to chalk me up as a win for that one. All right, Kelly.
All right. Okay. Here's my category. Fake yoga positions.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Downward pug.
Downward pug. That's probably an actual, like... hug yoga position, but
maybe.
Whatever, we'll let it slide. I'll say the cowboy.
Revert.
No, like it's in yoga.
I I can't go on after that.
I don't think it's a yoga position.
I don't think that's a yoga position.
Look it up.
And I was about to say something else, and that would have been even worse.
Yep. Sorry about that.
All right. You're going to get the win on that one.
Uh-huh. I got that one.
All right.
Chuck that up in my category.
Yeah, you threw me off on that one. All right. Last category in the last word game. It's always fun to play along. 30 seconds on the clock. All right. Kelly.
Yeah.
If you had to have an extra body part, name which ones you'd like. Ready, go.
I'll take an extra pinky. Put some rings on it. I see your face, sir. Easy. Easy. Easy.
I'll say an extra toe.
Okay. I will say... I'll take an extra belly button.
I'm just going to say an extra wiener.
Oh, my God. You said that. Really? You want more than one of those? Oh, my God.
I had to say it. Everybody was thinking it. I had to say it. I had to say it, Kelly. I was pressured.
Oh, wow.
Now, listen. I think my wife would object to that. I really do.
I feel like she would, too. And I feel like, logistically speaking, you would regret that choice.
Logistically speaking, I probably would. But we're not living in the reality of this whole game, Kelly.
It's okay, so in your hypothetical life, you can have your hypothetical second wiener. I got it.
Yes. Hypothetically, of course. All right, there you go. That is called the last word game, and that's how it's played here every Monday. On 99.7 DJX.
Poppy, don't listen.
If you want to always get a hold of the show, you can via text message at 502-571-9970. Get to a text message from Beatrice, who says, just a little something to brighten your day. When I was like 15, I watched my first VHS adult film.
OMG.
And the guy had two wieners. I was so confused. So,
no. I'm confused.
So we posed the question, if you had to have an extra body part, what one would you like? Is there anybody listening who has an extra body part? Like my friend, well, I should say peer. I had a peer who I grew up in high school with who had an extra nipple, who had a third nipple.
Oh, it's like a nubbin.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
just, yeah, that's what Chandler and friends called it, a nubbin.
Right. Just like a little third nipple that, you know, we would always like, especially like in the football locker room, we'd flick and.
Oh my God. Seriously?
Well.
Oh, you guys are so mean. Oh, it's mean.
I mean, but then he would also like put it on us too. So,
he
shot back. But yeah, I mean, I've heard of extra toes, extra fingers, extra nipples. Like, does anybody like have anything extra on like that is on their body? Is that a weird question to ask? I feel like it is.
But relevant to what we were just talking about. That you brought up, you wouldn't mind having
an
extra wiener.
Now, listen, I said that, but I said it only because I felt the pressure of having to say it. Because in reality, I don't think I would really want an extra one.
Yeah, I would think that you wouldn't.
Because, you know, what if you, when you had to go number one, what would you do? Like, do you need to use them both? And where is that extra one located? Is it located right next to the one you already have?
I would have to think it's like a two-headed monster.
Or is it located right in a different part of your body, which would be awkward?
I think it's right there. you want it coming out of your ear? What is happening?
Oh, my gosh.
It could be problematic.
What are we talking about right now?
You brought it up. I'm just saying. It's weird anatomy.
Well, no, Beatrice brought it up with her text message.
Yeah, she did.
She really
did. Well, you did first, and then she did.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and Kimberly, listen, she's questioning Velma and Lois. Really? For your hot cartoon characters, you'd spend some special sassy time?
Listen, I don't know if you are well-versed in Scooby-Doo or Family Guy, but both of them have that hotness about them that I think any guy within the sound of my voice would agree.
Okay. I'm rolling through Disney Prince royalty over here. You got that going on. All right.
Hey, you know what? You do you and I'll do me.
Literally.
I mean, we kind of knew this, but now it appears that Lance Bass has been hired to be Justin Timberlake's family spokesperson. Because I feel like...
I don't know if he was hired.
I
don't know if he was hired.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like any news we get from about Justin Timberlake comes from Lance Bass.
Yeah.
Of course...
He does seem to be he's dubbed himself, I think, the unofficial spokesperson for them.
Yeah. And if you're thinking, who's Lance Bass? Remember, Lance Bass used to be a bandmate of Justin Timberlake when they were in the boy band NSYNC about 20 years ago.
That's so mean.
So anyways... So Lance Bass, of course, he talked to Entertainment Tonight about the fact that, yes, Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel are now the proud parents of number two. And nope, not going to give up the name.
You know the name?
I'm not going to tell that name. It's a good question, but there's no way he would kill me.
All right, but the baby's cute.
Of course, I'm a lawyer. It's Justin and Jess's baby. Of course it is.
Okay, so listen, Lance Bass, I guess, knows the inner workings of the Timberlake household.
I feel like he needs us all to just know that he knows the inner workings of the Timberlake household.
I know.
I feel like that's really the case.
I feel like this is a self-appointed family spokesperson for the Timberlakes. It's Lance Bass. You know, like Chris Kirkpatrick, why couldn't he be the family spokesperson?
I mean, that's a really good question. I feel like there are, and even, you know, J.C. Chassé.
Right. Any of those would have been fine choices. But yeah, Lance Bass is.
I would think they would have liked to have been interviewed. It's been a while.
You know what? Maybe they were. And maybe they've just lost out to Lance Bass. Maybe he had the rapport with the press. Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Probably.
So anyways, confirmed now, thanks to the official, unofficial spokesperson for the Timberlake household, Lance Bass, that yes, they do have a second child. However, we kind of knew that this was on the way, and we just didn't know how close they were to giving birth, because remember when the announcement came several weeks ago, it was like they were holed up in Montana, and she was like 7 or 8 months pregnant at that point.
Well, there we go. The birth has happened. We're going to assume Lance wasn't there for that.
Yeah, well, that would have been fun too.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
We should probably get to a setting the bar story, all right?
Probably.
All right, setting the bar stories are small examples of what not to do. We got that coming up. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Welcome back to school today for Oldham middle and high school students. Bullitt County also seeing some in-school action today. And Meade County as well. Of course, tomorrow is the vote for JCPS to see if October 22nd is the day that pre-K and elementary go back in school. So we'll keep you updated on all that on 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, it's a setting the bar story. And speaking of school, how to get out of going to school and what not to do, okay?
Oh, listen, I don't think we should ever try to get out of school. I mean, you got to go to school to learn, right? So that's the first part of setting the bar.
Kelly, take yourself back if you can, okay? Take yourself back to when you were a student. I think we've
and
all
holding
had
the temperature up to the light bulb to get it warm enough to have a fever and not go.
Yeah,
got it.
And your parents were like, oh, you have 125 degree temperature? Okay.
Yes, feeling not good, Mom.
Yeah, not really feeling
Can't
very
go.
Good. So anyways, setting the bar coming up here next. All right, setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do, okay? And I know that now there are some school districts that are coming back to in-person schooling. So if you can manage to make it through the day without faking being kidnapped to get out of going to school, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. That is really, that's aggressive.
That is
a lot.
That is
that's
a lot.
Okay, don't do that.
That is aggressive. And this out of my home state of Ohio, our neighbors to the north there.
Oh, great.
Where a teenage girl reported an attempted abduction Friday morning and just to get out of school. Now, how was this possible? Well, she said, well, I nearly escaped. And so then obviously police are going to be involved when that is the case, right? And that's when they were being interviewed later by the sheriffs, by the principal and all that stuff when the student with her mom present retracted her story. So.
Okay. So she really didn't think it through, like thinking that they were going to follow up.
Right.
And verify the story. She was just thinking they were going to be like, oh, wow.
Yeah. Take the day.
Awful. I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah.
We'll see you back tomorrow.
Right. Exactly. They were like, wow, scary. Just, you know, rest and we'll send your assignments home with your brother or something.
No, they didn't say that.
No.
They need to follow up a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. So again, there are plenty of ways to try to get out of school. you know,
that's elaborate.
Yeah, that is elaborate. You can lick your palms and you can make it like your hands are clammy. You can hold the thermometer up to the light bulb. However, be careful with that because then, of course, your temperature shoots to like 120, 130 degrees.
And they think you're dying. That's not good.
Well, and no human could have a temperature of that.
Sure.
By the way. And so what we're saying is there are other ways. Don't do it that way.
But just go to school. How
okay.
about that?
Okay. Well, yes.
Just go to school.
You can
and
do
learn.
That too.
Stay in school.
Okay, fine. Setting the bar. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We are streaming up at WDJX.com. If you missed anything from the show or you want to catch up on what you missed, you can right there at WDJX.com. Click listen. I guess starting tonight, BTS going to be performing all week on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. So they are going to be doing special live performances, comedic sketches, and interviews all this week. So this is kind of exciting and convenient because this is also the week that we are giving you that special ticket into their Map of the Soul performance, their virtual concert that you need a ticket to get into.
And see, this is my question. If he's doing virtual concerts, and you know, we have kind of, for working from home, adopted a little bit more of a casual kind of. Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I haven't put on jeans much at all in the last several months.
Yeah, t-shirts, hoodies, that sort of thing, sure.
So are they, do you think they're going to bring more of a casual look to the concert? Or do you think they're going to still get all blinged out and gussied up?
Listen, if I'm paying money to go see their concert virtually, I want them all dolled up.
You need bling.
I need bling. I need all those boys to be rocking out and giving me
color,
a show.
Sass, yeah.
Yes, color and sass, Kelly. I need it all.
Got it.
Right. So anyways, but you can win your tickets in to that virtual experience as you watch them all week on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. WDJX.com, click win.
Although, can I just one suggestion? It could be cool if artists start doing pajama jammy jams. I'm just going to put that out there. Pajama jammy jams.
That may be the next thing that hits, Kelly.
I'm just going to put it out there. Pajama jammy jam series.
All right, there you go. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.